This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I told you guys last week, I don't want to be Buzz Killington anymore. It is a new year. It is a new me. I'm looking at life through a more positive lens. I have a new, refreshed view on life. So I'm not Buzz Killington anymore. When you refer to me, either call me at C.Hope or hashtag Hope Harrison. I will not be referred to. I will not answer to any other name. So when you speak on me, speak positively and refer to me as Hope Harrison. I have been called Hope Harrison because I am spreading positivity about the Kansas City Royals. While everybody out here is saying they don't have a chance, I'm here telling you that they do have a chance. I'm telling you that they can be like the little giants in that movie, and they got the opportunity to win. They got the opportunity to make the playoff. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. On CBS Sports Radio, I host Saturdays now from 5 to 9. I had on a baseball guest, and I asked him unprompted, hey, give me a sleeper in the American League and give me a sleeper in the National League. Give me a team that can come out of nowhere and potentially make the playoffs. Give me a team that nobody is talking about that can shock the world. You want to know what my guest said?
Yeah, I would go with young, talented teams. Chicago White Sox, perhaps, in the American League. Maybe even Kansas City. National League, 162-game season is designed to reward teams that have depth and teams that know how to navigate a six-month season, the rigors, the grind. So that's why so often you'll see a team jump out like a rabbit in April and May, especially young teams. They're not called the dog days of August for no reason. Oftentimes, those young, talented teams start to hit a wall by August.
When are you guys going to get on board? Hashtag Hope Harrison at C.Hope. I'm all about spreading positivity that the Royals can make the playoffs. There's going to be something unpredictable this baseball season. It doesn't take any skill to say the Yankees are going to be good or that the Dodgers are going to be good. But let's not forget that if this had been last season, the Washington Nationals, the team that won the World Series, wouldn't have made the playoffs. That opens the door. That gives hope. That gives potential. That gives a dream to a young upstart club like the Kansas City Royals. Hashtag Hope Harrison. That's what I'm preaching on the drive, Sean.
I mean, they got a better chance than they would have if it would have been 162 games. Is that the only reason why you're Hope Harrison or Cheerington or Hash, whatever you're calling yourself? Because I'm trying to come up with, like, I want to join your side. I want to be on the bandwagon. I want to be optimistic also. And I do think that by the numbers, the Royals have a better chance of making the playoffs because there's less games. Is there anything else? Is there any other meat to it? Because I'm looking up and down at the roster, and I'm looking at the starting rotation. I'm looking at the bullpen.
I think they can score. I would say if you want real baseball reasons on why I think the Royals can get hot, I would put their 1-6 up against 85% of Major League Baseball teams. I think their lineup is going to be able to score. I don't think you're asking their starting pitching to go out here and be otherworldly. That's not what they were in 2014. Their starting pitching wasn't that in 2015. Their starting pitching was serviceable, and they could get you to the bullpen, that they could shorten games to six-inning, seventh-inning affairs, and then they would squeeze the life out of you. And I do think their bullpen's going to be fine. Is it going to be 2014, 2015 dominant? No. But if you're asking me, are they going to have one of the higher-end bullpens in the American League? I would say, yeah. I'd give them a 15-20% chance of making the playoffs, of being competitive, of making this summer fun and meaningful. So that's what I'm out here spreading, hope and positivity.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, The 2014-15 Royals starting rotation wasn't that good. You could argue for a team that went to back-to-back World Series, it was probably one of the worst starting rotations, even though after the moves that they made. But they had the best bullpen of all time, especially 7, 8, 9. By the numbers, not just the best the Royals have ever had, the best any baseball team's ever had. This baseball team doesn't have that. So I hope you're right, and I also believe in this lineup. I guess my question with the lineup is, I think that there's a few more question marks than you do. And I heard Vern say the same thing. Well, the top five or the top six are as good. No, are they? I mean, if they're all hitting, then yeah. But do we know that Hunter Dozier is what we saw last year? Do we think that Salvi's going to come back after not playing baseball for 18 months and be the same guy that he was before? To me, there's a lot. Is Jorge Soler really a 50 home run guy like he almost was last season? I can point to Witt and say, I know exactly what Witt's going to be. He's going to hit 300. He's going to be great in the field. He's going to play a bunch of different positions. He's going to have an OBP like 370. I know what he's going to be. I just have a lot of question marks for a lot of guys. It's not to say they can't do it. I want to see them go out there and actually prove it.
No, I certainly want to see them go out there and prove it as well. I'm just going to be on the side of hope and optimism because, again, one obscure team is going to make the playoffs this year. One team is going to be the plus 800 odds is going to make the playoffs based on how odd and quirky this season is going to be. Why can't that team be the Kansas City Royals? I will forever hold that opinion. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll play for you what the head of the NFL Players Association had to say about how fans would be able to attend games in the upcoming season. So Buster Olney was on ESPN Radio, and he was asked a question. What odds would he give that a baseball season is finished in 2020 and a champion is crowned? He answered 0%. He was then asked, what are the odds that the baseball season is played? And he gave 5%. Well, they are going to play a baseball season. I feel pretty confident in that. So I would say his 5% was pretty low. I said this last week. I'll say it again. The ultimate goal for this Major League Baseball season needs to be finishing the season. I don't think it matters who wins the World Series. Even if this year gives you some obscure result, and the Baltimore Orioles win the World Series. Sure, we will look back on this season and say they only won because of the coronavirus, but you at least got through 60 games and the playoffs, and everybody played under the same rules and same circumstances and had to overcome the same obstacles. This season needs to be about completion and not crowning a true champion.
Those O's aren't royal. In the NBA, if you made me bet, I would say they probably do finish their season because they're taking a lot more precaution. There's less players on every single team. There's less players that are even entering the bubble than for Major League Baseball. So, again, it's just a numbers game. My prediction is that they run into some crap, that somebody gets it, that somebody goes out of the bubble like they weren't supposed to. Maybe it's a superstar. There's going to be hiccups. But if you made me bet, I bet the NBA ends up crowning a champion. Now, is it going to be obscure, like you said? Are the Raptors going to somehow repeat this year? I don't know what's going to happen, but I bet they finish it up. I'm with Buster Olney, though. I can't imagine that baseball is going to finish it up, and here's why. Look at what's going on in our society, not just the sports world, CDOT, that we live in, but our society, where as of today, just here in Kansas City, it's now required in public that you have to wear a mask. So Kansas City is going one way, and baseball is going the complete opposite direction. And baseball's plan is basically this, the way that I understand it. We're going to test you, and we're going to do what we can, but you're free to do what you want. There's no real bubble. You can go out and live your life, and we'll test you again. And if you get it, we hope that you didn't spread it to other people. That doesn't sound like a very secure plan. That doesn't sound like a very good plan. To me, that sounds like one that's rushed, that's trying to make money, that eventually is going to start. We're going to go right back to where we started again. I think that basketball is probably going to crown a champion. I doubt baseball does.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.